Doing your taxes can be a pain, but you could get a bigger refund if you file on time this year. That's because many of the coronavirus relief provisions are hidden in your tax return. Our personal finance expert, Jill Schlesinger, is here to explain what to look out for. She's the CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, so tax season officially begins this Friday, and the deadline to file your return with the IRS is April 15th. And there's been this call for people to ditch the paper and file their returns electronically if they can. Why is that?
Well, first of all, every single year, the IRS says, look, electronic filing, it's the safest, most accurate, and the fastest way to get a refund. And about 85 or 90% of people do get refunds. So that's number one. But number two, remember, if you had it filed electronically, you got your stimulus checks much faster than those who had to wait weeks, sometimes months for their money. So let's ditch the paper together. Come on, pinky swear with me. Let's do electronic filing.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a few years. Okay, so on the issue of relief checks, a significant number of Americans who qualified for them under the first relief package passed last March still have not received their money. That's really hard to believe, but it's true. How can filing your taxes this year actually ensure you get the money and future direct payments from the government?
The government knows it didn't have every bit of information about every taxpayer. And so as a result, there is something new this tax filing season. It's called the Recovery Rebate Credit, line 30 on your Form 1040, gang. And this is very important because there's a lot of people who say not only maybe they didn't get their checks last year, or maybe they said, hey, it wasn't what I thought it would be. Maybe it wasn't $1,200, or maybe you missed a kid because I had a baby late in the tax season. So in order to make sure you get all of your money, you've got to file your taxes. The Recovery Rebate Credit could unlock those stimulus dollars for you.
Okay. There's something else. If you received unemployment benefits last year, you could actually owe taxes depending on which state you live in. The IRS is also warning Americans about this massive unemployment scam that could impact folks when they file their tax return. What's going on and how can people find out if they've actually been targeted?
Well, first of all, let me just tell everybody who got unemployment benefits, it's taxable at the federal level, no matter what, whether it's a state or a federal plan. So you got to know that. You'll get Form 1099-G. There are 15 states that don't levy taxes on unemployment at the state level. Now, here's the thing about that 1099-G. This is where you're going to figure out if someone scammed you. This actually happened to my sister this week. She called me up and she says, I got this crazy tax document from the state of New York saying that here's the money I got from unemployment. Well, she wasn't unemployed. Someone got a hold of her tax ID number, filed for unemployment benefits. The only way you know if someone's done that is if you've gotten that 1099-G. And wow, it's crazy making. But remember, if you get this, the easiest thing to do is you contact the issuing state agency. You say, look, I need a revision. I didn't get those benefits. You probably should also let the IRS know, get an identity protection PIN for you, just because now your social's out there. So be careful about that one.
Jill Schlesinger is CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. As always, thank you.
Take care.